pit road and Alan Cavana.
A total of three pit stops for Todd Gilliland under the cycle. After the caution, they're going to pit one more time to top off. The damage on the outside doesn't look too bad. They're worried about the damage underneath, but they put Baerbond on the left rear wheel just to see if they can fix some of that aero issue. But Todd Gilliland back out on the track.
So we're going back green with 20 laps to go in stage number two. Again, brought to you by Cheddar's. Joey Logano is the leader. Austin Cindric second. Alex Bowman third. Carson Hocevar fourth. Kyle Larson fifth. Ryan Blaney sixth. William Byron seventh. Bubba Wallace eighth. Ninth, Josh Berry with Brad Keselowski tenth.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr. 11th. 12th is Kyle Busch. Noah Gregson 13th. Denny Hamlin 14th. Zane Smith 15th. Chase Elliott, the first car to come on pit road in the Napa number 9. He is 16th. 17th is Tyler Reddick. Corey LaJoy 18th. 19th, Austin Dillon. Ross Chastain 20th.
As we get set to restart the race on the inside line, the Team Penske Fords of Joey Logano and Austin Cindric. On the outside, the Hendrick Motorsport Chevys of Alex Bowman, Kyle Larson. There are our first two rows as they now head into the Echo Park Automotive restart zone. We're about to get underway and finish stage number two. 20 laps to go. Green flags out. Austin Cindric pushing hard on the back bumper of Joey Logano.
And that inside lane gets the advance there. Logano gets clear of both lines now, but Hendrick is hung up next to Alex Bowman, who's getting a big shove for his Hendrick Motorsports teammate, Kyle Larson, on the outside line. The field coming up to speed through turn two as Ross Chastain to the back of the pack takes a three wide.
Well, this is going to be interesting. Can we actually get a Chevy to the lead here? They've got their best opportunity they've had all day. Right now, it is Chevy, Ford, locked together off of turn four.
Highside has had momentum all weekend long. Does it continue? Alex Bowman will have the advantage coming off the high side. He now leads the Ambetter Health 400.
But Joey Logano gets a surge on the low line. Now past Alex Bowman on the bottom side there. Move Logano just a nose ahead of Bowman, but Bowman's going to take the momentum off the top side and down the back straight away.
Two by two by two, the top 10 cars, that's the way they run. Logano on the bottom. He gets a good shove from Austin Cindric. Is it enough to get around Bowman? No. They'll stay side by side off four.
Bowman has become the seventh different leader, and the 20th lead change comes from him as they come to the line again. Barely holding off Joey Logano as they go back to one.
And this was key. Alex Bowman almost got clear of the inside line of Logano, but Logano got a big push into turn one. Now pulls even with it there, and they're going to drag down the back straightaway, but they're not on each other's doors.
Kyle Larson trying to help his teammate as best he can, locked in there on the top side with his teammate up front. Logano, though, about to get another shove from Cindric at the bottom.
The energy building. They're coming to 17 to go in stage number two. Alex Bowman on the outside of Joey Logano. Literally, it's photo finish right there at the line as they head to one.
And the lights are on at Atlanta Motor Speedway. The wick is turned up at the end of stage two here. Joey Logano has gotten clear of both lines here. And now Austin Cindric pulled next to Alex Bowman for second.
What a great corner that was for Logano as he moved right out in front of this group. He is out in front of both lines right now, front and center. Logano with the lead off of turn number four.
Eighth time, Logano has gone out front. 16 laps to go in stage number two. Bowman fighting back on the outside. Again with drafting help from Kyle Larson.
And he got a great push from Larson there, as now he's going to pull up even with Logano's right rear quarter panel there. But Austin Cindric comes up to Logano's rear bumper and pushes a 22 of Logano.
Logano by a car length now pulls both lanes down into turn number three. Right behind him is Austin Cindric, and Austin Cindric to the right is Alex Bowman. Those cars lined up and race all four.
This is a big flex from Joey Logano and Austin Cindric, showing that they can hold the lead on the bottom of the racetrack, and they're doing just that as they go to one.
Indeed, they do. Oh, Joey Logano pulls down in front of Austin Cindric, but a half a lane up to keep Alex Bowman behind. Kyle Larson, Bowman's teammate, has pulled off of his rear bumper there. Carson Hocevar has now entered the top six.
And Kyle Larson, which runs right behind his teammate, just can't get to the bumper of Bowman to give him any help whatsoever. He stays in that third spot off four.
Here's Ricky Stenhouse Jr. driving right down the middle of Josh Berry and William Byron, and now Chase Elliott, after the pit stop, has come from the back of the pack. He's back in the top 10.
Just in the back of that with Tyler Reddick right next to him. Let's look at Ricky Stenhouse Jr. He was going right up the middle, three wide. Josh Berry down low, Ryan Blaney up high. Joey Logano still leads a few rows ahead.
Man, that is some exciting racing back there in fifth, sixth, seventh. They're stacking them up three wide down here in three and four. Ryan Blaney to the outside, trying to make up some ground.
Three wide battle for second. It's a three wide battle for fifth. Ryan Blaney on the outside of Kyle Larson. Bubba Wallace making moves on the inside.
There They're going to have to settle it out into turn number one. They stay three wide for fifth spot. Ryan Blaney up high. Larson in the middle. Bubba Wallace down low. Alex Bowman's got the big push from Carson Hosevar. It is even with Logano for the lead.
Three wide on a mile-and-a-half racetrack. Man, only happens here at Atlanta Motor Speedway. That's the battle for fifth, sixth, and seventh now. Those cars trying to sort it out all four.
Here's a name we haven't been talking about. What's going on with Chase Briscoe? He drives hard to the inside of Ricky Stenhouse Jr. He's in the top 10 for the first time today.
And you can't miss that neon orange Bass Pro Shots machine there, right at the fringe of the top 10. Up front, Joey Logano, Austin Chidrick, and Alex Bowman have gotten free of the pack. Two wide for fourth place. Kyle Larson down low, Carson Hosevar up high.
Things have sorted out a bit up front. It is Austin Chidrick pushing Joey Logano. That's first and second. Then you've got Bowman. Then you'll find Kyle Larson. Bubba Wallace trying to fight it out for fifth.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr. got into Chase Briscoe. They still run. Chase Elliott gets into the outside.
Trouble,
retaining
trouble.
Wall. Chase
stretch.
Elliott is spinning right now. He got tagged by the number six car of Brad Keselowski. Corey LaJoy got a piece of that. We're under caution for the fifth time here. Heavy damage to the left front of Chase Elliott. Brad Keselowski with damage as well. And also Corey LaJoy in that one.
That problem happened at the actually started at the exit of turn four. It was three wide, but Chase Elliott got squeezed into the safer barrier. He tried to slow down, get his car under control. They came and grabbed him from behind. Let's go to Alan Cavana.
Just listening on the radio quick, it says, yeah, he got tagged by somebody and bent a toe link. Chase Elliott said he couldn't steer it after that. Sounds like they're going to go to the garage. I'm just listening right now to crew chief Alan Gustafson. They're going to go behind pit road and try to fix it, maybe make a stop on pit road first. They're trying to figure that out, Wendy Venturini.
Chase Elliott's just come to a stop here almost in turn two. He can barely drive it before we get to Wendy, so I don't know that he's going to make it to pit road there. He's at very least going to need to push as he's just creeping by right in front of me now, Wendy Venturini.
Brad Keselowski said he has lost oil pressure, and they are done.
All right, thank you very much, Wendy Venturini. Watching the replay right now, Mark, Chase Elliott was on the outside of a three-wide. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. got into Chase Briscoe as we were calling the live lap-by-lap action, and that put Ricky Stenhouse Jr. to the outside into Chase Elliott.
And Elliott got squeezed up against the fence again, riding side by side. Stenhouse Briscoe, they make some contact. Stenhouse bounced a little bit to the right, bounced in front of the Chase Elliott machine. Chase off after he hit the wall, was trying to gather it back up. And then again, as he was trying to do that, field's coming full bore. There's really nothing else anybody could do.
Yeah, really nowhere to go. And as Alan was describing it, once Chase Elliott had that outside safer barrier contact, felt like it bent that toe link in the right rear of his car, and it wasn't like he had a tire going down, but it looked like it, Mark, because that car was just swinging back and forth in the rear.
And Brad Keselowski, with nowhere to go, slammed into that Napa Chevy, and a lot of damage to Keselowski's BuildSubmarines.com Ford.
Yeah, really tough here. Again, this is the fifth caution. We have 10 laps to go. They're coming to the start-finish line. That'll put us 9 laps to go here in stage number two. By far, this has been the most eventful. This is the fourth caution we've had, Mark, just in stage number two. This is a 100-lap stage. We've run 90 of those laps right now and have had four cautions in this stage.
And that was just such a tough break. Chase Briscoe right down on the apron. He and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. just collided a little bit. And Chase Elliott was up there all by his lonesome. But again, as Stenhouse chased up the racetrack, clipped Elliott, and then got him into the safer barrier.
Yeah, Chase Elliott's right rear is tucked in just a little bit further underneath that right rear quarter panel than I'm sure that team wants it to be, so that's going to be a really tough thing. You know, it's sometimes hard to tell. The bodywork on his car, it has some scratches. The right front splitter is a little damaged as well, but obviously, Mark, what we saw with him coming onto pit road, there's a lot going on underneath the right rear of that car.
And one of the things that they talk about being a weak link in this car is the toe link in the back, and it can be easily bent or broken. That's the bad thing. The good thing is teams are getting used to being able to swap it out pretty quickly, so they're actually trying to put repairs on Elliott's car right there on pit road.
Yeah, and it's tough. I mean, something is going to have to give on a race car. If you had everything too rigid, then that wouldn't be a good thing, but that has certainly been one of those things that have plagued cars. The good side of it, with the composite bodies that we have on the next-gen car, they can continue to race aerodynamically. They just have to fix things mechanically, which Alan Cavana, it looks like there's a lot of work happening underneath that Napa number nine.
And that's what they're trying to figure out. The right rear is off. The mechanic crew guy is under there right now with the right side up. You can see the diffuser. They just put that back in place, but either trying to fix it or at least trying to assess the damage. Not a ton of rush down here at the moment. They can tell that there's a lot of work ahead of them, but Alan Gustafson down off the pit box trying to get as close of a view as he can. But again, someone under the car right now, under the right rear, either fixing or trying to assess the damage and seeing what they can actually do out here on pit road or potentially back behind the wall. They're going to get some tools out now. You can see them. They think they have the fix, so now they've got a flashlight that they're trying to look even further and assess the damage, but extensive work to go on this 9 Chevrolet.
Very tough. Very tough for him, and thank you for that report, Alan Cavada. Here's the question, Mark. We have 8 laps to go now in stage number 2. We have seen a lot of people outside of the top 10, let's say, that have taken advantage of the last 2 caution periods to come in for 4 fresh tires and top off with Sunoco. But if you're Joey Logano, Austin Cindric, Alex Bowman, Kyle Larson, Carson Hocevar, well, maybe you can try and flip this stage, potentially come in, or... Hey, look, there are stage points and a potential playoffs point. If you can win the stage right now, we are that close.
Again, it's that time of year when you want to gather points. And if you can sneak a playoff point by winning a stage, you want to do it. But at the same time, you don't want to give away any strategy that would maybe put you behind the eight ball in the third and final stage. So this is one of those tricky spots because you had guys like Kyle Busch, Chase Elliott, a few others pit under the last caution. They're not coming. They're going to gain that track position. So we'll have to see how it all works out.
Yeah, it is a really tough thing to see how all of this is going on right now. And this is where the crew chiefs make their money for sure. An opportunity for points is a good thing, but you know you're going to get leapfrogged potentially. And, you know what? If you're going to anyway, you might as well stay out and collect the points.
You know, this is also one of those times when we forget about the war rooms back at the shop that all these teams have, right? You have engineers there. You have statmen, analysts to go over all these different scenarios. They're running computer programs right now trying to figure out what would be the best thing to do, and that will be some input these crew chiefs will take as well. And I've been to the one at RCR and had a look at that. It's pretty amazing how many people are actually back there on a Sunday afternoon, and each one of these top teams have that.
Yeah, and by the way, when you start talking about technology, they're using everything to simulate potential outcomes, including AI, and trying to figure out if we pit now, what is this going to do? How do we feel like the field's going to move? They have all the historical data. Potentially, when could the last caution happen? Within what amount of laps? And I mean, way more than we need to worry about. In fact, all that involves math. So let them do that.
It's a fire hose of information that these crew chiefs have to kind of bring it in and then kind of use what they're feeling, what they're thinking, their experience along with that analysis. These crew chiefs have a lot to think about during a race without that, and they have plenty of information, again, coming from their war rooms.
Pit road is open right now as they head into turn number 3. It looks like Joey Logano, Austin Cindric, Alex Bowman will all stay out. Bubba Wallace has dipped down to the apron in turn number 3. He ducks and weaves. He goes back up on the racetrack. We'll have to see if he actually hit the commitment line. Chase Briscoe, the first one on pit road now, Mark.
And it looks like Josh Berry will follow him. So a number of cars are going to pit under this. Christopher Bell, it looks like, is going to make a pit stop here as well as a number of other cars. I believe Ryan Preece is in that group as well. About 8, 10, 12 cars are going to pit. The leaders, though, have not. Joey Logano remains out front when they cross the line under yellow, 6 to go here in stage number 2.
All right, well, let's find out what the strategies are because there is a good portion of the field heading down to pit road. Wendy Venturini, what's happening in your section?
Chase Briscoe had just worked his way into the top 10 in that ninth spot, decides to come down pit road. Now, the adjustments they made early on in the race did not work. But the adjustments this last run did, it's also 2 tires for Christopher Bell on pit road. Let's head over to Brett McMillan.
Berry's come in. He's got 4 tire change. And also, we got Zane Smith in. He's got a 2 tire change, right side tires for him, and topping it off with Sunoco fuel.
Justin Haley also makes a pit stop along with Cole Custer. We also see Michael McDowell slowly coming down the pit lane. Hood up on A.J. Allmendinger's colleague Racing Chevrolet. They have now buttoned it back up he's getting ready to head back down to the track.
Update on this caution. Chase Elliott was the one who got slammed into by Ricky Stenhouse Jr. That put him in the outside safer barrier. He's two laps down right now. He's back on pit road. He came onto pit road with that right rear looking nice and secure. Alan Cavana is heading back to the infield care center. Brad Keselowski was transported there. His car cannot continue, but Mark, two laps down is not an ideal situation as we're getting closer and closer to the third and final stage of this race. But if that car is rolling straight and they have some time to work it on pit road to maybe fix something else that might be bent, all might not be lost for Chase Elliott. Let's go to Alan Cavana.
And that's the attitude of crew chief Alan Gustafson, Brad. He says, look, we're only a few laps down. Maybe we can get some wave arounds. And that's what they wanted to figure out with the 9 car. Chase Elliott said, look, the steering is off. So either you have to fix that, the toe, or let me come down pit road and re-index my wheel. So, you know, what's straight on the wheel is straight with the race car. So they're assessing that now. But a little optimism still left for the 9 crew. If they can get some laps back, they're only two down. And they think they can drive straight.
And here's the interesting thing. No cars are minus one. You've got two cars now minus two, Elliott and Michael McDowell. So
Chase Elliott at the end of this stage, unless Michael McDowell passes him, one of those two drivers, because everyone else is either off like Corey LaJoie and Brad Keselowski, or minus 24 of Ty Dillon, minus 26 of Eric Jones. They will get one of those laps back, whichever driver it is who finishes ahead of the other in this stage. All right, we're lining back up side by side. Joey Logano leads Austin Cindric. Alex Bowman third. Kyle Larson fourth. Fifth, Carson Hocevar. Bubba Wallace, the top Toyota in sixth. Ryan Blaney seventh. William Byron eighth. Ninth, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Noah Gregson in 10th.
11th is going to be Tyler Reddick. Todd Gilliland 12th. 13th, Ross Chastain. Ty Gibbs 14th. 15th, Shane Van Gisbergen. Chase Briscoe 17th, Justin Haley. 18th, John Hunter Nemechek. Zane Smith, Austin Dillon round out the top 20. And Pat Patterson, looks like we have a replay forming up from the last restart.
Yeah, you're right, Mark. We've got Ford Chevy there on the front row, and the two Chevys lined up there with Bowman and Kyle Larson. Of course, Joey Logano been working so well today with Austin Cindric. That's your first two rows. Bubba Wallace has been trying all afternoon to get to the front. He's up there trying again. Mustang pace car will hit the pit road, and we are ready to resume stage number two.
Getting ready to hit the Echo Park Automotive restart zone. It's going to be four laps to go here in stage number two. Joey Logano gets a great jump. He was the control car on the inside with teammate Austin Cindric behind him. Hendrick teammates on the outside, Alex Bowman and Kyle Larson.
Logano and Cedric have worked so well together all day, even communicating via their spotters, and Logano immediately gets free of both lines. Now, Alex Bowman is backed up to Kyle Larson, and Larson is shoving him down the back straight, catching up.
Well, he may be giving them the best push Chevy's had all day, trying to get Bowman back to the front. Logano goes up to semi-block that lane. Now he'll work the top side back to the front.
Three laps left in stage number two. Logano out front, side by side, Cindric and Bowman. Bowman getting the push from Larson.
And Logano tried to go in the outside lane, cut late to the inside, and then right in front of Austin Cindric. Cindric had to back off and lost momentum. That's allowed Alex Bowman on the outside to surge ahead, and he's pulling Kyle Larson down the back stretch.
Logano has got his hands full trying to get to this green and white checkered flag. Bowman says, I want the front. He's got the front. Bowman will take him off turn three.
Coming to two laps to go in stage number two. Alex Bowman running the middle. He's out front all by himself. For second, it's Kyle Larson on the outside. Joey Logano on the inside.
A major push from Cindric to Logano in second. Puts Logano's nose right to the back bumper of Alex Bowman. Bowman cuts him off. Logano can't go anywhere. Now Logano's going to recoil down the back stretch, but Bowman cuts him off.
Bowman's got to be careful here. He's going to get challenge from his teammate to the outside. Kyle Larson trying to launch his way up to the front. Chevy's on the front row.
Bowman, Larson, door to doors. They cross the line. One lap to go in stage number two. Logano pounds the back bumper of Alex Bowman on the inside.
Logano controlling, Bowman controlling the inside lane. Larson controlling the outside lane. Bubba Wallace is following Kyle Larson there as Logano tries to find a way through and takes him three wide for the lead.
Here we go. Three wide into three for the stage win. It is Larson out front.
Bubba Wallace up on the high side of the racetrack. It is Kyle Larson that's going to win this one right here.
Kyle Larson will win stage number two here at Atlanta Motor Speedway all by himself. Bubba Wallace on the outside of Joey Logano will finish second. Logano third. William Byron was fourth. Alex Bowman got shuffled to the inside. He finishes fifth. Sixth is Tyler Reddick. Carson Hocevar seventh. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. eighth. Austin Cindric dropped all the way down to ninth, and 10th is Noah Gregson.
Stage number two was presented by Cheddar's Scratch Kitchen. Cheddar's is the official restaurant of RCR and the number 8 car. Cheddar's serves home-style comfort food like homemade chicken pot pie, slow-smoked baby back ribs, and hand-breaded chicken tenders at prices that won't break the bank.
All right, so we've got stage number two underway. It looks like we're going to hear from Brad Keselowski here momentarily after the wreck that happened with about 10 to go in stage two, where Ricky Stenhouse Jr. in the middle got into the inside car of Chase Briscoe, then went up, got into the outside car of Chase Elliott. Stenhouse took two chases out in one wreck. Of course, Chase Briscoe's continuing, Chase Elliott as well, and we should document, Mark, Michael McDowell was the one in front of Chase Elliott. Let's go down to Alan Cavana at the Infield Care Center.
Brad Keselowski is out and doing okay after the Infield Care Center. One of those unfortunately slow kind of developing wrecks. What happened in your eyes?
Yeah, that somebody got into the 9 car and put him in the fence off of turn 4. And I saw it lifted for that. Then he seemed to regroup and was fine. As soon as I went to take off again, he blew a right rear or broke a right rear toe link and just hooked a left right in front of us. And so we hit him, trying not to hit him, and broke a radiator, and so that's kind of the end of the day.
How do you describe the racing today? I mean, just intense all out.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely intense. It's actually a phenomenal racing. Just wish we would have got it at the front.
Brad Keselowski checked out early into his day.
All right, thank you very much, Alan Cavana. Want to just note and clarify, Mark and I were talking about who would get one of their laps back. They're both two laps down, Michael McDowell or Chase Elliott. McDowell did finish that stage in front of Chase Elliott. He had power steering issues earlier. He's sitting two laps down. He'll be the driver to get the free pass. Now, we're going to have stage two pit stops when we return here at Atlanta Motor Speedway.
Huge news. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a Son of Baconator for just $3. I don't think you understand this situation. The Son of Baconator is only $3 for a limited time. You know, smoked bacon, rich melted cheese. That Son of Baconator is only $3. Thank you to whoever wished upon that star. For bacon that just won't quit, gotta be Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii, not valid in a combo or in third-party delivery platforms.
Tyler Reddick heads to that front stretch chicane. This will be his sixth stage victory of the year, a very important one.
This is Tyler Reddick, driver of the number 45 for 2311 Racing. NASCAR Network Radio drives business.
Pit road still closed from Atlanta Motor Speedway. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25 Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Welcome back to Atlanta Motor Speedway, stage number two complete. We have 97 laps to go here in the Ambetter Health 400. Kyle Larson won stage two. They're about to open up pit road, so things are going to get busy. The big question is, how much strategy will we have? Mark, I think the really cool thing is you look at this race, which was dominated by 9 Fords of the top 10 in qualifying. By the end of stage number two, There are two Fords in the top 10, three rather, with Joey Logano finishing that stage third, Cindric ninth, Gregson 10th. Two Toyotas moved up into the top 10, the rest being Chevrolets.
All I can say, and I've said this again and again, and I'm trying not to sound make it sound like hype. I've done this for a long time, over 40 years. This is the craziest 1.5-mile racing I've ever seen. And it just seems to get better every time we come to Atlanta. It really does. This is must-see racing, folks. You got to get down here and see what this is.
It is awesome, and we're going to let you know how you can come back here in the middle of summer here in just a moment. But right now, Kyle Larson leads a top-10 field onto pit road. Wendy Venturini.
Before that caution came out, Joey Logano told his team, if we disconnect, really lose. They disconnected from Austin Cindric, and he was able to maintain the third position, but that was it for Joey Logano. He's going to come down pit road for four tires, Sunoco fuel. He wants to be a little bit tighter for that last run. Also on pit road, Kyle Larson is going to take four tires and Sunoco fuel. Let's head over to Brett McMillan.
Bubba Wallace has come in. They're going to the right side of his car, and they're going to give him a four-tire change and pack and pull the Sunoco fuel. Also in, Alex Bowman also getting a four-tire change, pack and pull the Sunoco fuel. Give him a chance to adjust, but trying to loosen him up just a little bit. He heads back out after a 12.2-second stop.
Here, of the cars that came off of pit road, we're about to get the rundown, we think. It looks like Kyle Larson will lead them off the pit lane, I believe, followed by
Tyler Reddick,
I'm sorry. And then Kyle Larson's out ahead of Tyler Reddick, I do believe. Then it's
right.
Reddick.
We'll get it all reset here in just a moment, Mark. That way we can be accurate here. But right now we're joined in the booth by Executive Vice President and General Manager of Atlanta Motor Speedway, Brandon Hutchison. And, first of all, Brandon, you have treated an amazingly large crowd here at Atlanta Motor Speedway to a great day before the race started, and now they are seeing an amazing show here on the track.
Isn't that so cool? The drivers are doing their part. What an exciting race. We're just thrilled to have so many fans that chose to come out to Atlanta Motor Speedway today. The most exciting racing on the NASCAR circuit. We're glad to have them, and can't wait to do it again here in just a couple months.
Well, let's talk about the Bracket Challenge, which is going to start here at Atlanta Motor Speedway in the summer months. We are back into the summer, but we also have Friday night Xfinity and Saturday night Cup Series racing.
Yeah, absolutely. The Focused Health 250 on Friday night at 7:30 is going to be a blast under the lights, but our fans have told us loud and clear they want cup racing on Saturday night. So the Quaker State 400 available at Walmart is going to be held at 7:30 on Saturday night, June 28th, and hopefully all of these people will come back and bring some friends with them.
We hope so, too, and just think, at that point, we're going to be getting closer and closer to the playoffs. If we've seen this much energy today, just wait till we see desperation energy coming up in June.
Absolutely. I haven't even thought about that yet, but when it comes down to crunch time, these drivers are going to have to get that win under their belt. So, listen, this race is playing out just as we could have drawn it up. Hopefully, this third stage will be much of the same, but again, we can't wait to get back to Atlanta Motor Speedway in the June. The race here last year in September was amazing. We know with a little bit of heat under the lights, these cars come alive.
Brandon, you know I feel that Atlanta Motor Speedway is one of the most beautiful pieces of property on the NASCAR schedule. Coming up in April, you're going to tear up some of that, though, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. This beautiful grass that we call the ball field comes up in about 3 weeks. We put in the longest, fastest monster truck course that Feld Entertainment runs on all year. So Monster Jam will be here April 12th and 13th. Hopefully a lot of these fans will come back and see us. It is live entertainment like you've never seen. And if you can't make it to a NASCAR race, Feld Entertainment will be here before you know it.
Brandon, thank you so much for the hospitality, for everything you and your staff do to host all the race fans here today. And we appreciate everything. What's the best way for people to make sure they come back?
Well, thank you so much for having me here today, and thank you again to the fans that have chosen to support Atlanta Motor Speedway. You can go to AtlantaMotorSpeedway.com, take a look around our website, find a price point or a package that works for you and your family, and hey, come and see us. The energy here at Atlanta Motor Speedway, as you heard in Mark's voice, is off the chain, and we're not stopping. It's just going to get better.
Awesome. Brandon Hutchison, the Executive Vice President and General Manager of Atlanta Motor Speedway, and an all-around great guy who wants to make sure you have the best time when you are here in Georgia.
I tell you what, the best time is just the racing on this racetrack right now. It's just nothing like you've ever seen on a 1.5-mile track. Let's give you a leaderboard update brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza, where we love racing and we love pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com or download the Hunt Brothers Pizza app. Chase Briscoe is one of a number of cars who did not pit under this end of stage number two pit stop sequence. John Hunter Nemechek second, Ross Chastain third, Shane Van Gisbergen fourth, fifth Riley Herbst, Kyle Busch is sixth, seventh Zane Smith, Chris Buescher eighth, ninth Austin Dillon, tenth Justin Haley.
Denny Hamlin started 37th, he now runs 11th, Josh Berry is 12th, Christopher Bell is 13th, Daniel Suarez 14th, 15th today is Jay Allmendinger, Ryan Preece is 16th, Cody Ware 17th, 18th is stage two winner Kyle Larson. Tyler Reddick followed him off pit road in 19th. Noah Gregson runs 20th.
Then in 21st, Alex Bowman, Bubba Wallace 22nd, 23rd, William Byron. These cars did pit. Joey Logano 24th, 25th, Ty Gibbs 26th, Carson Hocevar, Austin Cindric 27th, Ryan Blaney 28th. 29th, Todd Gilliland, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. in 30th.
Cole Custer is 31st. 32nd, J.J. Yaley. 33rd is B.J. McLeod. Now minus one is Michael McDowell. Michael McDowell went six laps down earlier to fix a power steering issue. He has gotten the lucky dog free pass every single caution we've had. He's gone from minus six to minus one. Chase Elliott is 35th, minus two laps down. Off the racetrack in 36th is Corey LaJoie. Brad Keselowski, you heard him from the care center, 37th. Ty Dillon minus 24 laps in 38th. Eric Jones minus 26 laps in 39th.
Chase Elliott, they just pitted. They will take on some extra fuel, try to see if this thing will play out. Two laps down may sound like a lot to make up, but you never can tell. You got to keep fighting, keep digging, see what happens.
Opportunity is there, and you have to do everything you can. The field is stacked up behind the pace car, two by two right now. We saw an amazing amount of energy in stage number two. We'll have 92 laps to go here in the Ambetter Health 400. Pat Patterson, I think even though it's a little chilly out here, this action must be keeping you warm.
It actually is, Brad. This is just fantastic to watch. Everything you guys just talked about being at Atlanta Motor Speedway, this is what it's all about. We are ready for a restart. That Mustang pace car is going to head to the pit road, and it will be Chase Briscoe up here on the front getting us going.
Third and final stage about to get underway. They're through the Echo Park Automotive Restart Zone. Green flags out. Chase Briscoe, with some drafting help from John Hunter Nemechek, will lead the pack in one.
New cast of characters out front. The top 17 cars did a pin, and Chase Briscoe immediately jumps to the bottom line in front of Ross Chastain, is being pushed by Shane Van Gisbergen and Kyle Busch. John Hunter Nemechek leads the top line, and Chase Briscoe moves up top to block that.
Ross Chastain now out front, gets a great shove from SVG, and out he goes to the lead for the first time today. A snarling pack behind him off of four.
Ross Chastain leads at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Teammate Shane Van Gisbergen in tow. And how about Kyle Busch now running in third?
A trio of Chevrolets have broken away from the pack. Two wide for fourth. Chris Buescher down low. Chase Briscoe up high as Ross Chastain's pulling SVG. Kyle Busch and Chris Buescher as Chase Briscoe fights back on the outside.
Briscoe trying to hold on to that fourth spot. He's being challenged by Buescher on the bottom of the racetrack. Top three cars are out in nose to tail off of turn number four. Ross Chastain with the lead.
90 laps to go in the Ambetter Health 400. SVG pushing Ross Chastain to turn one. Kyle Busch trying to find a way by the lead duo.
And they are not trying to break out a line from Ross Chastain, your leader, either there, as move Austin Dillon into that top five. He's gone around Chase Briscoe with Josh Berry pushing Dillon now.
Yeah, Josh Berry trying to work in the bottom line as he takes his car along with about the top six cars at the bottom of the racetrack. A.J. Allmendinger is there. Briscoe drifts back even further.
Ross Chastain leading Shane Van Gisbergen, Kyle Busch, Chris Buescher, Austin Dillon, and Josh Berry, but it's two by two behind him, Doug.
And now it's gone three wide. Down low, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. looked under John Hunter Nemechek and Riley Herbst as they get back into two wide formation there, and Chase Briscoe is struggling on the outside line as it continues to fall back.
A lot of three wide racing down the backstretch right now, but up front, once again, the top four cars, bottom of the racetrack, Ross Chastain will pull that
that train off of four.
Stage two winner Kyle Larson restarted 18th. Now trying to move up to the 15th. Now the 14th position takes him three wide into turn number one.
And the other two with him are Denny Hamlin on the outside, Daniel Suarez, who did not pit, in the middle as Kyle Larson clears this and pulls even at about that 14th spot with Riley Herbst with Tyler Reddick in front of him, and a big block on the backstretch there.
Boy, Josh Berry dropped like a rock. He lost a lot of spots there in that last exchange off of turn number two. Battle for second place. Kyle Busch would like to get to the top of the racetrack.
Kyle Busch also has a teammate near him, not directly behind him, as Austin Dillon's on the inside of row number three. Kyle Busch on the outside of row two.
Busch with Buescher as a pusher. That's what's happening on the top line. Kyle Busch in the 8 car. The 17 of Chris Buescher are lining up in formation and making that outside line move, trying to catch the leader, Chastain.
Watching Chris Buescher. Can he get to the bumper of Kyle Busch? The wrong time to give that push. Right now, though, that 8 car looks really good as he's racing towards the front.
More three-wide racing just behind them on the bottom. It is Ryan Preece in the middle. John Hunter Nemechek outside against the wall. Josh Berry.
It is a tough, tough battle there for that spot there. Now Ricky Stenhouse Jr. has joined that fray. This field outside the top 10 is largely three wide, Pat Patterson. What a fight.
Yeah, it is fun to watch. Kyle Busch now about to get a little bit of a shove. Well, he missed the opportunity with Buescher, but Kyle Busch doesn't need much help at this point. He's trying to work his way into the lead.
Worth noting, pit strategy has really mixed up the field right now. Chastain had started toward the back. He continues to lead by himself out front. Two by two battles all behind him.
And Chastain fades up from the bottom line to the middle to try to thwart the advance of the top line led by Kyle Busch. Chastain doing a masterful job for now, but Kyle Busch trying to get a push from Chris Buescher.
Make a note, Josh Berry found his footing again. He's raced his way up into the top 10. He goes side by side with A.J. Allmendinger. That's the battle for about 9th or 10th position.
As they come out of turn number 4, SVG to the inside of Ross Chastain at the line. Chastain with a half car length lead as he gets some drafting help from Kyle Busch.
I thought Coda was next week. Here's SVG up front battling on a drafting track behind his teammate Ross Chastain. Kyle Busch, Chris Buescher, and Chase Briscoe lead the top line, but Chastain has them under control.
Boy, and right behind that group, there is a whole lot of three wide racing as we watch those cars try to sort their way through three and four. SVG wants to lead at Atlanta.
Trackhouse teammates side by side. SVG on the inside of Ross Chastain. Chastain will lead this lap with a big push from Kyle Busch.
Kyle Busch there just lurking behind there on that outside line. Fades up to make sure Chris Buescher doesn't get by. That push to Chastain gets Chastain down to the bottom line in front of SVG's teammate.
So Ross Chastain out in front by a half a car length, side by side battle between Shane Van Gisbergen and Kyle Busch. Ross Chastain goes up the trace to try to block Kyle Busch. That opens it up for more two-wide racing.
Here comes Austin Cindric right down the middle of Tyler Reddick and Riley Herbst. He's trying to fight his way back to the front. They're in one.
And there was a moment ago where Christopher Bell and Riley Herbst almost made contact, too, as Austin Cindric on the backside of the top 10 gets past Riley Herbst, and Cindric is pulling up toward Denny Hamlin.
Chastain with the lead midway down the backstretch. Austin Dillon looking racy now in that fourth position in the number three car. Josh Berry's worked his way back into the mix, and Chris Buescher has as well.
RCR teammates in the top five, but they cannot connect nose to bumper. Ross Chastain now being pushed by Kyle Busch, but he can duck down in front of his teammate.
And Shane Van Gisbergen there is going to look to the inside of his teammate Chastain again. Austin Dillon, though, is not helping Shane Van Gisbergen. He's staying a car length back as the leaders are even to the backstretch.
Kyle Busch is actually going to come up and be forced to give a shove to the one to try to keep him out in front and hold his position. Kyle Busch lines up right beside SVG now in that battle for that second spot.
Chastain leads. Then it is 6, 7, 8 rows, 2 by 2. Now 3 wide. Byron Cindric, John Hunter Nemechek as they fight for that 7th spot.
Right there in the back of the top 10. Put Denny Hamlin and Tyler Reddick into the middle of that. It's about 5 cars for 3 spots there. And Josh Berry and Chase Briscoe are in front of them. The leaders, Chastain and SVG, are even.
Side by side once again for the lead down here in turn number 3. SVG, bottom of the racetrack, up on the top side, his teammate holding off Kyle Busch. Bottom of the racetrack, Austin Dillon working his way to the top.
Trackhouse in row 1, RCR in row 2. Shane Van Gisbergen will lead this lap on the inside behind him. Austin Dillon with a shove.
And here's Chase Briscoe going three wide under Austin Dillon, hanging him in the middle there. Move Briscoe into third. Now Briscoe's going to transition to the top lane and get behind Chastain.
That was an incredible move. Here comes Chase Briscoe back to the front where he started on this particular stage. Now in that second spot, battling with SVG as they race all four.
Again, it looks like almost a complete restart of this race. Two by two, just about the entire field. Briscoe swings to the outside. He's now pushing Chastain into one.
And Chastain then moves to the bottom lane to pick up his teammate, Shane Van Gisbergen, as Kyle Busch is trying to figure out where to find room to get around Briscoe.
Yeah, Kyle Busch is stuck in behind the number 19 car. He'll go up, give Briscoe a little bit of a tap here. That moves Briscoe a little bit further up, but he's still battled and locked into that second spot. Austin Dillon still looking for a way around all of them.
Trackhouse once again side by side, this time by who will it be? It was dead even right there at the front of the field. Ross Chastain will lead.
Trouble, caution. We got a crash right over in turn number one, Doug.
It is indeed. We've got Corey LaJoie, Ty Gibbs, and several others. Michael McDowell spinning to the bottom of the track. Cody Ware, as I didn't see the contact there, but saw a bunch of them go around. And Ty Gibbs, who'd run to the back of most of the day, is the first one that comes out of it here, creeping along on the apron.
Our defending winner, Daniel Suarez, taken out of that field. Also, the number 41 of Cole Custer. Ty Gibbs' car crab walking down the racetrack. This is a big one here at the back of the pack at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Caution number 7 as Ross Chastain leads the Ambetter Health 400.
After a devastating storm that brings down trees and homes, so many families have nowhere to turn. That's why Samaritan's Purse responds immediately after hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, and fires all across the country. Our volunteer teams bring tools and compassion to homeowners who have lost not only possessions, but more importantly, hope. You can help. Join with Samaritan's Purse. Log on to samaritanspurse.org.
Did you know that Echo Park Automotive has over 95,000 five-star reviews?
95,000? That's no joke.
Yeah, and every car they sell goes through a 190-point inspection to make sure it looks and drives just like new.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
And to top it all off, Echo Park doesn't have salespeople. They have experience guides at their experience centers.
Well, really sounds like a different way to buy a car.
It is, even in their name. Every car, happy owner, Echo Park Automotive, the official used car dealer of Speedway Motorsports.
Working caution number 7, Ty Gibbs tried to squeeze inside the middle of Todd Gilliland and Daniel Suarez. That middle lane closed up on him. Daniel Suarez ended up getting turned around in that incident, taking out several cars behind him. Ty Gibbs being one of those taken out as well. This wreck happened right in front of the fans here at Atlanta Motor Speedway, right on the front straightaway. Several cars involved. We'll give you a count on that. Right now, we owe our local stations a break. From Atlanta, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Welcome back to Atlanta Motor Speedway. This is going to mix things up a little bit with 74 laps to go. Next time they hit the start-finish line, that will put them within their Sunoco fuel window. But we have a lot of drivers going to the infield care center as well, including our defending winner, Daniel Suarez. And Suarez, just an innocent victim of that when the hole closed up that Ty Gibbs was trying to put his car through.
again, in this racing business, it's a short trip, penthouse to outhouse, for Daniel Suarez in this case. Let's go down to Brett McMillan.
And Ty Gibbs has made it back around to pit road and is in his pit stall, Mark. It was interesting to watch him come down pit road because he was coming down sideways, like watching like a crab down, you know, coming down pit road. His crew chief said, hey, that's Tyler Allen's new crew chief said, it's a right side toe link. So they're replacing the right side toe link. They're working on that now. Of course, they are on the crash clock at this point. So they're working on that now. Once they finish that, they'll put some new tires on that and send it back out. At this point, they seem pretty confident they'll be able to get it back out there.
Thank you, Brett. And watching a lot of the action happening on the racetrack, here's how it developed, Mark.
It looked like Riley Herbst got a little bit out of shape, and everybody was kind of backing up to make sure they had room to get by, and Ty Gibbs was rushing up, and as you talked about, trying to fill a hole that eventually closed up.
Yeah. J.J. Yaley just saw his car go back into the garage. That was tough. It did look like Chase Elliott was able to get through that one, which is a good thing for him. Chase Elliott minus two laps right now, but trying to work his way back up. So, you know, right now Ty Gibbs is actually one lap down. He was part of the caution, though. He cannot get a free pass based on this one. And I know a lot of fans here are looking to see if, you know, Georgia favorite Chase Elliott can get back on the lead lap and maybe competitive.
So this means Michael McDowell might get back on the lead lap after starting the day where he had to drop back a mile because his power steering wasn't working?
Yeah, six laps down at one point for Michael McDowell, and now it looks like he might be racing with the leaders. But I'll tell you what, pit strategy has gotten mixed up with all of the cautions that we had in stage number two. Two Trackhouse teammates running up front right now. Ross Chastain leading this race here. Shane Van Gisbergen, we know he's strong when it comes to road courses. And I like what Doug Turnbull said. We thought COTA was next week. Shane Van Gisbergen also has a very smart racing mind and the ability to make good decisions on the racetrack. That has shown up in speedway races.
It sure has. And, you know, again, with Ross Chastain out front, you know they're kind of working together, so he's trying to use Ross's knowledge at the same time as well. And they've used pit strategy. We haven't talked about them at all day long, but they've used pit strategy to get up front, and they've been staying there. So they've got good race cars. Let's go to Wendy Venturini.
These cars currently up front were cars that pit at lap 137. One of them, our leader, Ross Chastain, took four tires back then. Now, Phil Surgeon is talking about bringing him back in, being on the same strategy as everyone else, but they have less fuel. So they know they're going to take a longer stop here. He's probably going to lose the lead is what they're expecting because they have to put more fuel in the car because they haven't been on pit road since some of those other cars. Also about to hit pit road is Chase Briscoe, currently in third. He was also on that same strategy coming in earlier in the race. So we will see him come down pit road. The strategy, I think, will work itself out, Alan, when everyone comes down pit road and we have that final stretch.
Yeah, and I was just adding to the Trackhouse team order and running up front like they were. SVG, for him, it was a whole new world. He was talking about his handling on the radio, how great his car was when they got clean air, because this is a position he's never been in before. So having that experience was great for him out front. He loved the handling of his car and was also communicating back and forth with his crew chief, who was talking with Ross and saying, hey, what Ross is doing there is really helping me, or that's hurting me, or we have to get closer. So a lot of learning going on for SVG and that valuable experience up front.
We were just talking about Michael McDowell. So he has tied a dubious record. Is that what I understand?
Six consecutive free pass in one race. That ties Jamie McMurray. This wasn't the sixth free pass in one race, the sixth consecutive free pass in one race. And you know what? This could turn into a trophy at the end of the day. You never know what might happen. We've not opened pit road yet because we've had a lot of cars that are coming in. Daniel Suarez being towed in right now. Noah Gregson being towed in. We also have Cole Custer being towed in as well. The green light is on pit road. And boy, this strategy is going to be a big thing, as Wendy and Alan were talking about. Ross Chastain right behind the pace car leading Shane Van Gisbergen. He's weaving back and forth, and it looks like he's going to dip down and lead the entire lead draft on the pit road, Mark.
I don't know how you can pass up the opportunity to get enough Sunoco fuel to make the end, and that's what they're all doing right now. How this plays out, we don't know as far as the Goodyear tires and how they put the tires on, but this will give them enough fuel to make it to the end.
Looks like everyone is coming on to pit road because they all know that, so this is going to be very, very interesting to see what happens as Ross Chastain leads Shane Van Gisbergen. The first person that the field will come to at the entrance of pit road is Wendy Venturini.
Ross Chastain said the balance was good on his race car, felt good up front, but they need to free him up a bit. Phil Surgeon, his crew chief, is going to make those adjustments right now. Ross Chastain comes to a stop directly in front of me. It's going to be four tires for him. Directly pitted in front of him is Chase Briscoe with two tires, Sunoco fuel, and a tight exit with Mickey Stenhouse Jr. coming into his pit box. A close call on pit road. Brett McMillan.
William Byron is happy with his car for the first time today. He gets fuel only and head back out. Josh Berry fuel only, and he's gone as well.
As they come off of pit road, 10 spots. Kyle Busch moves up fuel only. He'll be number one off pit road. Then Chase Briscoe, William Byron, Ryan Blaney. Then it's Austin Dillon, Cindric, Berry, Buescher, Reddick, and Van Gisbergen, the rest of the top 10.
I'll tell you what, for Chase Briscoe, who is second right now, let's not let Kyle Busch and what they did by getting back to the lead fall on us. But for Chase Briscoe, they had a 100-point penalty, a $100,000 fine, and a four-race suspension for crew chief James Small. They're appealing that. James Small is here today. This could be a huge power move for that team because should they take the trophy here today, they could accept that Daytona penalty, and it would all be negated because today's win could put them in the playoffs, but they're going to have to get there, Mark. A two-tire call, a bold move, could be a race-winning move for Chase Briscoe.
It'll be interesting to see how it plays out, and even if he wins, he'll still be minus five playoff points, which is just kind of crazy to think about. But in the playoffs.
That's right. I will take that trade any day of the week, and you have to give Randall Burnett a lot of credit as well. For Kyle Busch, he was the third-place finisher by 0.07 of a second. He is the leader now here at Atlanta Motor Speedway.
Motorsports isn't complicated. It's made up of races where you go as fast as you can, as best as you can, and as sideways as you can. Our team, Toyota Gazoo Racing. Toyota makes some seriously fast cars, and they all have great drivers, ones that win, like win a lot. Denny Hamlin, Christopher Bell, they're all part of a big, happy family of speed demons. Now you're up to speed. You in? Follow the action at TGRNA.com. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association of Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
By downloading the free PRN mobile app, you can listen to all of our live race broadcast anywhere. You'll also have easy access to all of our award-winning studio shows. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app.
When we come back, we'll give you a full field rundown how things stand after that pit stop. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
The new John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul, all in a single day. With a redesigned, fully customizable cargo box and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products. Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products and the answers that work.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
After a fury of action on pit road, Wendy Venturini checked with Chase Briscoe's team. They did fuel only. Also, Chase Elliott took the wave around. He is now minus one lap. Mark, what is the field lining up looking like?
Kyle Busch is your leader. Second, Chase Briscoe. Third is William Byron. Fourth, Ryan Blaney. Fifth is Austin Dillon. Sixth is Austin Cindric. Josh Berry, 7th. 8th, Chris Buescher. Tyler Reddick, 9th. 10th, Shane Van Gisbergen.
Joey Logano, 11th. 12th, Carson Hocevar. Christopher Bell, 13th. 14th, Denny Hamlin. Bubba Wallace, 15th. 16th, Alex Bowman. Kyle Larson, 17th. Ross Chastain, 18th. A.J. Allmendinger, 19th. Zane Smith, 20th.
John Hunter Nemechek, 21st. Justin Haley, 22nd. Then it's Ryan Preece, 23rd. Michael McDowell, 24th, 25th, Todd Gilliland, Riley Herbst, 26th, Ricky Stenhouse, Jr., 27th, last car on the lead lap in 28th, B.J. McLeod, minus one, Chase Elliott in 29th, 30th, minus two is Ty Gibbs, and they're in front of Pat Patterson.
And the fans are on their feet. Nobody is heading to the parking lot because they want to see what's going to happen next, and we're about to restart it.
As we head through the Echo Park Automotive restart zone, Wendy Venturini tells us Chase Briscoe short on fuel to go the distance. But it's Kyle Busch on the inside of Briscoe, the control car, and he's getting pushed out front by William Byron.
Briscoe on that outside line, not going to be able to save fuel there. The big push from the pole sitter, Ryan Blaney. But down low, Kyle Busch getting excellent Chevrolet help from William Byron, who now crosses him over and moves to the outside.
Byron with a bold move to the outside. Kyle Busch can't do anything about it at this point. Battling at the bottom of the racetrack. Byron trying to go to the front. Not so fast. Here comes Kyle Busch.
He's got some drafting help from teammate Austin Dillon. Dillon now pulls up behind him as Briscoe pushes Byron.
But it's going to be the parachute out to Kyle Busch till he can pick up Dillon's push there and get into turn number one. They go down to the bottom lane. Now Kyle Busch starting to surge back. He's even with second place Briscoe, but your leader is William Byron.
Top 10 cars all trying to sort it out. Then it gets real interesting. Three wide all the way back through about the 21st to 30th spot. Up front, Briscoe will trail the Chevy of Byron off turn number four.
A two-time winner on this Atlanta configuration, William Byron continues to lead. Right behind him is Chase Briscoe. A big side-by-side battle with Kyle Busch on the inside of Ryan Blaney for third.
Dillon gave Busch a big-time push up to the lead row there as he's right behind the leader, William Byron. Byron has control of both rows here as Austin Cindric has now entered the top five.
Yeah, Austin Cindric now trying to work his way back to the front. The RCR teammates on the bottom holding that bottom line right now. Up front, though, Willie B's got him covered.
Dillon again with a push to Kyle Busch and the entry of turn three. He slams him again here on the front stretch to get him closer to the front of the pack.
Blaney gave a major push to Chase Briscoe, had to let out of it because William Byron blocked it. Behind the three wide, Austin Cindric, Shane Van Gisbergen, and Josh Berry fighting hard. If there's contact there, looks like Cindric got a piece of the wall, maybe.
Three wide going into three. Austin Cindric on the bottom of that one. Blaney in the middle, and upside it's Briscoe. That's the way they race all four this time by.
Three wide battle right now. It becomes a two wide battle for third. Now Blaney has it. It's three wide for fourth. We've got Josh Berry on the inside of Chase Briscoe.
Battle for the lead. Kyle Busch got a major push there. Now he's under William Byron with Josh Berry in tow. Move Kyle Busch for now to the lead, but Byron fights back on the outside with help.
Josh Berry making his presence known up there right on the bumper of Kyle Busch. Gives him another shove. That'll keep the top two even with each other. Midway through three and four, here comes Kyle Busch and William Byron.
So the Chevys are out front in that first row. Right behind them, the Penske posse. Berry inside, Blaney on the outside, pushing those two Chevys.
And it is tough going there if you're behind them because they are covering these rows hard. As outside the top 10, there's a lot of three wide action, but the lines are even up front. Kyle Busch down low, William Byron up high.
Two by two, that's the way they race for the lead. First, second, third, and fourth. SVG now has pulled his car back up into the top six as well.
63 laps to go in the Ambetter Hells 400. Joey Logano quickly creeping up. He's running in seventh right now on the inside line. Just ducked below Shane Van Gisbergen.
And he took him three wide there. SVG up high, and so was Austin Cindric as Joey Logano's finally entered back into the top ten with help from Kyle Larson. Also, Denny Hamlin right behind them. But Kyle Busch has taken control of both lines.
Running in the second spot there, Josh Berry battles with William Byron. Ryan Blaney and his teammate Joey Logano in that third spot, then stack them three wide behind them.
Kyle Busch has got the lead, but don't look now. Here's Berry, Byron, Logano, Blaney closing in turn one.
Fords and Chevy scrapping for the lead there as Kyle Busch fades up high to pick up the push from William Byron. And here comes Josh Berry. He got major push there, and he's nosed out in front and is going to block Kyle Busch.
Josh Berry takes the 21 back to the lead now. Kyle Busch follows in second. Two car lengths now back to the battle of third. Of course, that's Logano and his teammate Blaney three wide behind those guys.
60 laps to go this time by. Mark, one thing we're starting to see, this race is starting to close in the way that it started. Josh Berry, the Wood Brothers Ford, leading the race right now. You've got Joey Logano up to third, Ryan Blaney fourth, Austin Cindric fifth. Four of the top five cars all come out of the Team Penske shop in Mooresville, North Carolina.
And there you have Kyle Busch in the middle of all that mess, trying to end a 58-race losing streak. Josh Berry, boy, would he love to win this one for the Wood Brothers. Two hungry drivers out front trying to hold off now Logano and Blaney. They're door-to-door just behind him.
Yeah, all sorts of desperation here with those top two cars as Joey Logano's finally fought back on that pit strategy there. He is leading the inside lane with his teammate Blaney to the outside with his teammate Cindric pushing him behind.
Up front, Josh Berry with the lead, half car link back to Kyle Busch, then a duo battling teammates, the 22 and the 12 for Penske. Behind them, that's where you find William Byron and the number two car of Austin Cindric.
Ross Chastain working his way back up to the front. He took him three wide. He's on the outside of Carson Hocevar, now running in the seventh spot with 58 to go.
What a move there. Carson, make that Ross Chastain moves out of, runs out of room there in turn number two, and now Chase Briscoe's going to cut him off there and move him back.
Running second and third, third and fourth there, you had Ryan Blaney, who's now moved into that third spot into turn three. Below him is Logano. Cindric is there. Hocevar also holding on to this top group.
As they come down to the stripe, 57 laps to go in the Ambetter Health 400. Again, Josh Berry trying to hold off the pack, and that pack is getting tighter and tighter.
Ryan Blaney just changed lanes under Kyle Busch there, moves in front of William Byers, moves Blaney to the second spot behind the leader Josh Berry there. Some big-time moves being made as Joey Logano's fanning out.
Kyle Busch is going to get a nice shove there, three wide behind him. He got a nice shove, bottom of the racetrack. Logano trying to make up some room, as again, they stay three wide off four.
Josh Berry leading.
Trouble in turn number two as Ty Gibbs, this wounded machine, who's a half lap behind, is just tagged the turn two wall. Now he spins sideways on the back straightaway, and that Saia Toyota red and white is all wounded again.
Yellow flag number eight in the Ambetter Health 400, Ty Gibbs. That car has come to a stop midway down the backstretch here at Atlanta Motor Speedway.
And Chris Buescher also having issues. They got tagged right in going into turn number one.
And Alex Bowman as well. That's the other car involved with that. So it's Buescher and Bowman. Bowman with heavy right front damage. The fender gone on that. And as you said, Pat Patterson, Chris Buescher with right front damage. He just had sheet metal come flying off there. And so suddenly they're dropping one by one.
Wow, interesting turn of events here. As we're watching the replay, we'll see what we can describe to you here. Right now, they're showing the leaders racing up front with a three-wide battle. We know that Ty Gibbs' car was injured. We saw Chase Briscoe get up into the outside retaining wall, and he was able to continue on. But when he came down across the nose of Chris Buescher. Alex Bowman was there just as an innocent victim of that one. So Briscoe off the wall into the nose of Chris Buescher. Buescher got into Alex Bowman, and Ty Gibbs obviously getting a really tough part of this one as well.
So you see that Briscoe got into the wall ever so slightly, and then he just worked his way down the track, and again, not a lot of contact with Buescher, but enough to send him off, and then of course, as you mentioned, Bowman, wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
Tyler Reddick, Chris Buescher slid right across Tyler Reddick. Reddick did not get any damage on that car. SVG.